Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk with Jim about that. I want to talk a little bit about my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. It's called Cardinal Corner. Pam and Lee, they say it often, it doesn't matter really where you live. All you need to attract birds is water, food, and a place to nest. And Cardinal Corner has birdhouses for chickadees, nuthatches, things like house wrens or bluebirds, purple martins, wood ducks, too. And I always say it every week, not only do they have things like prepackaged nesting materials, they've got, without a doubt, the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere. And get their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in. You'll see what I'm talking about. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's the phone number, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will pay them a visit. You're going to see the Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Happy Easter to you and your family, Jim. Good morning.
Thank you. Happy Easter to our listeners and to you and your family. And wow, it's good to be on the radio talking about spring and all kinds of things.
And a beautiful day, too.
It is. You know, it's 42 degrees here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. We're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Clear sky, right so far, light northwest winds. I know it will speed up a little. More later on today, but there's much bird music that fills this mid-April morning. You know, I've got the window open a crack here in a little study room I got in the back of the house, but right now I'm hearing mourning doves cooing, Canada geese honking, a ringneck pheasant crowing, red wings trilling, and much, much more. Sunrise today was 6:26, and Denny, sunset is 8 o'clock.
How about 8
o'clock sharp.
I love it.
Yeah. So today in the Twin Cities, an area we have 13 hours, 34 minutes of daylight. We have gained 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 21 minutes since last Sunday, and we've gained 4 hours and 47 minutes. That's the total amount of daylight gained since last December 21st, the winter solstice. Here in the Twin Cities area, we have the same amount of daylight that we'll have next August 25th. The normal high for today is 58. The normal low is 38, well above that. Records for today, April 16th in the Twin Cities, high 88 set in 1964, low of only 10 set in 1875. And this date, it snowed, in this date, 1961, it snowed 5 inches on the Twin Cities. And the most precipitation we've ever had is a little over an inch, 1.04 inches on this date, 2003. The waning gibbous moon rose at 12:15 a.m. and sets at 9:57, so we can still see it in the sky. And the next full moon is May 10th. In the Twin Cities and South, we're noticing a green tinge in the canopy of urban and natural forests as box elders, various willows, and a few other deciduous trees begin leafing out. Now, this is not true when you get much farther north than the Twin Cities, but at least in the southern part of the state, we have this beautiful green tinge in the forest areas. With the rain and warmer temperatures the last couple of days, many of us have watched lawns and even floors of forests greening up more and more. Gardeners plant onions, potatoes, cabbages, and seed in radishes, beets, and carrots. This next Saturday, April 22nd, marks the 47th anniversary of the first Earth Day, and a good reminder to make every day Earth Day, and for each of us to be good stewards and do what we can to care for the air, water, and soil, and for the plants and animals that share the earth with us. I have a question.
Yeah.
Has anyone pulled rhubarb yet and made some rhubarb sauce? I see some rhubarb plants in our neighborhood up high enough, so I think somebody may have pulled rhubarb.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay, we'll just maybe somebody can text
sure.
or call in.
Sure.
Yesterday, Ken Larson spotted migrating Franklin's gulls in Lac La Parle County. That's in western Minnesota. Most of the Franklin's gulls were in breeding plumage featuring black-colored heads. Beautiful birds they are. Bob Williams heard an American bittern, and that's also called a slough pumper. That was this Thursday on a lake in Martin County. That's way on the Iowa border. Jason Frank reports that from Yellow Medicine County area in far western Minnesota near the South Dakota border, last Sunday and Monday he saw many migrating birds, including flocks of white pelicans, shorebirds such as pectoral sandpipers, leaf sandpipers, both greater and lesser yellowlegs, and migrating first of the year fox, field, and swamp sparrows, along with more chipping vesper, savannah, and song sparrows. There's many types of sparrows, and you can identify them by looking in a good bird book. I'm hearing about ice going out in more northern Minnesota lakes. The ice cover left Lake Bemidji last Sunday, April 9th. Al Seneschal reports that the ice out date for Mille Lacs Lake was Monday, April 10th, and the average for Mille Lacs Lake is April 25th, so we're a couple weeks ahead of average. Pike Lake at Hermantown in St. Louis County lost its ice cover on April 10th, and ice off for Capicona Lake in Hubbard County was April 12th. For any listeners who would like to report a Minnesota lake ice out date, record the date when at least 90% of the ice is gone. And, of course, we have to have the name of the lake, the county, and the nearest town or city. Send this information to the Minnesota State Climatology Office, and their website is climate, C-L-I-M-A-T-E, .umn.edu. In southern Minnesota yards and gardens, forsythia shrubs have bright yellow flowers. I'm seeing them all around the Twin Cities area right now. Sun gold and moon gold apricot and other types of apricot trees have begun showing their light pink flowers. Daffodils, crocuses, Siberian squill, glory of the snow, all have showy flowers. Magnolia trees and shrubs display their first big white blossoms. Some of the varieties have pink flowers. In wooded areas, we're finding the green foliage and small blossoms of a number of wildflowers, including sharp-toothed hepatica, bloodroot, Dutchman's breeches, wild ginger, white trout lily, false rue anemone. I'll tell you what, there's so much going on, it's just unbelievable. Diana and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, saw recently a field corn that had been planted just west of Faribault. In fact, they saw it last Sunday. And note that a pair of osprey returned to their platform nest box that they put out a few years ago. This happened just this last Tuesday. Also on April 11th, Diana saw a wild tom turkey displaying with his flared tail, and there were several hens, and this was in the Elysian area. A wild turkey population in Minnesota numbers over 30,000 birds thanks to conservation efforts. Wild turkeys live in woodland areas throughout much of the state, and we see them commonly mostly in southern and the central regions, but some have been seen, are being seen in northern Minnesota. Keith Radel from Faribault notes that the inch of rain yesterday really helped the greening up process. While checking his bluebird trail yesterday, he heard a couple of eastern bluebirds and field sparrows. Keith has 175 pairs of nesting boxes out for eastern bluebirds. The pairs are 10 feet apart, and the distance between pairs is about a quarter mile, making the bluebird trail over 50 miles long. So he's got 350 eastern bluebird nesting boxes, mostly in the Faribault Northfield area. So far, many nests have been built, some partly completed. Some pairs perch on the boxes but haven't yet begun nesting. Yesterday, he found the first eastern bluebird egg in a nest and on his bluebird trail. And last year, the first one was April 9th. Now, Keith reminds us of the 36th annual Minnesota Bluebird Festival being held next Saturday, April 22nd, at Northfield, Minnesota, in the middle school. Everybody's welcome. Registration is from 8 to 9. The program features talks on bluebird trail management, and the program runs from 9 to 4. And after the program, there will be a field trip to view a bluebird trail. Say, you know what? I looked at our furniture in the front yard this morning.
You did?
Yes, and guess what color it is? It's all green.
It's all
like the green
just
lawn.
Just like the lawns and like you said, the forest.
We're having many people after church today at our home for dinner, and I suggested that some of them may want to sit on the picnic table.
Even though it's going to be breezy today, it's not going to blow away for sure.
No, it will not blow away.
Well, Jim and I love this furniture. It's a Cecilland company, still a family run. They make this stuff out of recycled plastic milk jugs. But before you think it's really lightweight stuff, Jim and I say this every Sunday, that it's very substantial furniture. You're never going to see it fade. You will not find a patio furniture company that will give you a 35-year warranty on the furniture like By the Yard does. For your deck, patio, I know Jim, that to put it on their dock or even in their boat.
That's right, on pontoon boats.
Pontoon boats would be perfect for that. Well, yeah. If you have a lake home, lucky enough to have that, you know, there's enough work involved here in the city, let alone at your lake home. But you'll never have to paint it or stain it, so you just enjoy it. It lasts for decades and will look as good as the day you bought it. Jim mentions that all the time. So make it easy on yourself. Invest in that maintenance-free outdoor furniture Jim and I tell you about from By the Yard. Beautiful showroom. We've talked about that. It's a quick drive down 169. But if you want to get that free catalog mailed to you, you can call them 952-492-2777. Toll-free number is 877-220-0448. Or maybe it's easier for you to go online at buytheyard.net. Check it out. See what Jim and I talk about every week. That patio furniture you're going to love. And beautiful colors. And the color goes right all the way through, doesn't it, Jim?
Yes, and 9 different colors. Yeah. And you could do color combinations, too.
Absolutely. New Mission Furniture. They got all sorts of styles. So check it out, buytheyard.net. Jim, what else do you have today?
Okay. Just yesterday, on the Lutke Farm near St. Boniface's, Jackie and others spotted a large snapping turtle up on dry land looking for a safe place for her eggs. They also saw an American woodcock on a nest incubating 4 eggs. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports that Tuesday the 11th, her birding group found many migrating birds, including brown creepers, northern flickers, ruby and golden-crowned kinglets, plus hermit thrushes and a few yellow-rumped and palm warblers. In Victoria, Julie, on the 13th, noticed her first singing songs for her own territory. That was right in her own yard on Kelzer Pond. And the first year, Eastern Phoebe also returned. That was just lately. And she says from Journey North, she works for Journey North, report that the first hummingbirds have reached some areas like Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Now, I don't have any reports of Minnesota yet, but in the past year, some ruby-throated hummingbirds have arrived in Minnesota in April, but most of them arrive in May. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report that crocuses are blooming in Grand Marais. Yesterday, they had a great day of birding with their son, John, saw 31 species, including the first of the year, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, cowbirds, northern flickers, winter wrens, an influx of dark-eyed juncos. They pretty much have left southern Minnesota, but they had close to 100 in their yard yesterday. Tom Bovers from Faribault heard his first house wren of the year yesterday, also observed his first bumblebee, white trout lily, wild ginger blooming. On the 14th, saw the first Sora and Virginia rails and bank swallows, and the barn swallows returned there on the 13th. Matt Chute, who's a naturalist and leads walks at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, says, get out there and see the magnolia trees blooming, the forsythia shrubs blooming, daffodils, at least a dozen woodland wildflowers. And Ray and Marlene Simon, I got so many things here to report. They are from Northfield. They had the first Eastern Phoebe, first Eastern Towhee. That was way last weekend. But now, 22 species of birds at their feeding station just yesterday, including song sparrows, fox sparrows, Eastern Towhee. And they still had a few dark-eyed juncos and, of course, the brown-headed cowbirds. They have 10 honeybee hives, and they just put in two packages of bees and a queen in each one on April 2nd, and the bees are already gathering nectar and honey, and the queens are all laying eggs.
Say,
so
Jim,
everything is good.
Before we take our leave, Jack in Andover has been waiting online for a long time. Jack, give us your observation, please.
Well, my observation this morning is my wife painted our bluebird houses up the other day, and this morning on this spring day, there's one sitting on top of it waiting to see if he wants to go in.
Right.
I hope so. Hope they choose that one to nest in.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday, too. Great. Well, have a great Easter, Jim, and your family, too.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
I look forward to it.
Me too.
Have a great week.
Thanks,
Jim.
Bye for
now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back with Nation Notes next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. Get your general health questions ready for Dr. Hilden coming up in just moments.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.